So it's either Reish Nun Zayin or Reish Chav Beis. We just, at the very end last week, we just touched upon a remarkable sentence that's found in B'kutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says that Mishpat, all that we've been talking about, Mishpat, this whole Inyan, this whole Inyan of Cheshbon HaNefesh and Mishpat as part of his Bodhidus is such a vital part of his Bodhidus. Rabbi Nachman says that Mishpat is the Bechina of Ribua. Ribua means a square. Remember, that's what we were talking about at the end last week. Square, that Ribua is a square. And we were just starting to learn last week what that means. What does that mean? What's the connection between his bodhidus, davening, all that we've been talking about his bodhidus, and mishpat, judgment, self-awareness, self-judgment, which is a vital part, a necessary part of his bodhidus, and ribua, and this geometrical shape, a square. What does one thing have to do with the other? So, just repeat a little bit, because it's not so pashut. Again, we're on Reish Nun Zayin and Reish Chav Beis. Umavur ba'atayra hechel ha'kaydish. Shebechinas mishpat zehu bechinas ribua. Rabbi Nachman teaches us that mishpat is this bechina of ribua, of a square. Bechinas chayshin ha'mishpat, shnema ba'ribua, ravua yekafel. Ravua yekafel, the chayshin mishpat that the Kohen would wear on his chest, was square, was folded in square. Nimsa sha mishpat sha adam tzarech lachshav im atzma v'lishpat this atzma. Rabbi Nachman was a very, very big genius. We can't be masik his brilliance. And he makes these jumps, and it's very often hard to follow where his mind is going. That's Baruch Hashem, we have many tzaddikim that explain his teachings, because it's hard to follow. So Rabbi Nachman is saying is that The Kohen wore this upon his chest, and we know that the Urim V'Tumim were found there, and that the Kohen was able to, as a result of that, was able to see things that regular people can't see, and to understand things that regular people can't understand. How it worked, it's much vaguer of Ruach HaKadosh, the Urim V'Tumim, that he wore upon this choshen, or by the choshen hamishpat. And that's called choshen hamishpat. And mishpat means to judge, to understand another person. We're always judging ourselves, we're judging other people, and so on. So what does this have to do with the shape of a square? So Nachman explains, Nimsha sha mishpat sha'adam tzarech lachshav im atzmo v'lishpat es atzmo. Here, Rabbi Nachman is not talking about judging anybody else other than oneself. That's what we've been learning about, that when you come to this bodhidus, you must speak to Hashem in an honest way about yourself. Not only the pretty good things about yourself, but everything about yourself, to be honest. So, Shizol b'chinis es bodhidus v'sicha ben l'bein kanahanau, u b'chinis revua, Hashem Zabas Mnikra Boki Ikris Bodhus Vasicha Sarchlios Bishaskus with Sonus Tobus Hashem is Bar Hach Yuchlo Bardus is Bar, Beginus Hashem Talad Dechad. You know, when you look at the Shema in the Sefer Torah, and it's printed like that in many of the Siddurim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akan Hashem Achad, that the Dalad is big. The Dalad is big. And the Dalad. The reason that the Dalad, or one of the reasons that that Dalad is larger than the other letters, is because Dalad symbolizes the four corners of the four directions of the world, north, south, east, and west. It's a symbol of division. The Maral writes about this in a number of places. That's why there are four Golios, right? There are four exiles. Why is it? Why are there four exiles? What does exile have to dafko the number four? Because exile means when you're not where you're supposed to be. So you're not where you're supposed to be. You're not home. The center point of one's life, that's his home. The four furthest points on a surface, on a square, the furthest points are Mizrach, Maariv, Tzafon, and Dar, east, west, north, and south. Those are the furthest points from each other. So four is always a symbol of separation, of not being who you're supposed to be, of not being where you're supposed to be. It's a number that is a symbol of galus, being scattered. Mufuza or Mufarad ben Ha'am. There are four exiles because four is a number of separation, of division. Because those four points have nothing to hold them together. When you have a line, there are three points, so you have the beginning, end, and the center. There's something to come together. But four is a symbol of separation. May Arba Kanfos Ha'aretz. Arba Kanfos, four corners. Four corners. Each corner is, each point of that square, each of the four corners is drifting off into oblivion. But they have no place to meet. They're just Mizrach, Maariv, Tzafon, Dar. Understand? That's why Golos is the number four. The whole tachlis of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenev, Shema Chod, when you close your eyes, Shema Kenev, Shema Chod, we believe that Hashem is one. And to remember this and to think about this, that the center point of your life is Hashem. That's Geula. That's Geula. That's Geula. The center point of the one to whom we all have to return is Hashem. That needs to be at the center of our lives. Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. So that's why the Maral explains that the name Yehuda, which is the Koch of Mashiach, becomes Mashiach ben David, becomes Yehuda. We've spoken about this many, many times over the years. It's the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Yehuda's name, the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem, with the Dalad in the middle. Because Mashiach, the whole meaning of Mashiach is Makabes, to be Makabes Nidchei Yisrael, to bring us all back to Hashem. To bring us all back to Hashem. So the return of the exiles is not just something that happens historically, Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to see it completed, but it happens within a person himself. To be scattered, to be lost, to be divided, to live a life that's broken, to live a life that's broken. So what Rabbi Nachman is saying is that the greatest opportunity in the Mazal Nachas, the greatest opportunity, the best time of one's day to remember where you belong, to come home, and to reorient yourself to the center of your life, is his Bodhidus. It says both of this. You see, it even has the two Dalads in there of Badad, and it has the Oasis also of David. There's a lot to talk about the word. That's not for now, for a different time. But the whole tachlis of his both of this is during the course of the day, I become scattered. I'm distracted. I forget the tachlis of my life. I forget that the reason I'm here is Hashem HaKenu Hashem Echad. Or in the words of Rabbi Nachman that we're going to come back to in a few minutes, and we were talking about last week from the Ramchal, I ask myself, Heichen Ani Ba'olam. Where am I? Where am I? That question, where am I, is the return back to the center point. And his Bodhidus is the time of the day when a person is focused on this, judging himself, herself, and asking, Where did I make a wrong turn? What I got so far. Well, of course, I'm so far blundered. I got lost. What happened? What happened to me? That the Mishpat, therefore, Rabbi Nachman reveals this very deep thing, that the Indian of Mishpat is Bechinas Ribua or Ravua. It's the Bechina of a square. So let's go back inside. So Bechinas is about this Vesicha Ben Aben Karam Anal. Bechinas Ravua. L'Hashem Zebat Zmanik Ravua. Ki Iker is about this Vesicha Tzarech Lios Bechazkus Vetsanus Tavus L'Hashem Zbarach. To be Mechazik, to remember, and to be Mechazik, that awareness that the tachlis of my life is Hashem's Baruch, and to come back to that center of who I am. Ad sheyuchlal b'achdusa yisbarach b'chinas dalad de'echad, and to come back to that dalad, that big dalad of echad, because when that dalad is separated from Hashem, then our life is a mess. So when that dalad is connected to the aleph and the ches Hashem, then that's when we are able to come out of galus. We're able to experience even before Mashiach comes a certain taste of geula, a taste of geula. How does dalad represent? The dalad represents just the opposite. The dalad represents forgetting Hashem. It's a number of separation, of fragmentation, of division, of being lost. But when we bring it into the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kan Hashem Echad, then we say Echad, so then I'm trying to bring myself back from Mizrach, Maariv, Tzof, and Darim, all over the place. I've been all over, they even say in English, I'm all over the place. That's just the last few years, there's such an expression, he's all over the place. He's all over the place. It means it's lo miyushav. You see, doesn't have a tachlis in his life. It's lo miyushav.
Is Dalit one of the abbreviations of Hashem?
No, that's just the thing that the printers they just took instead of the hey or instead of Hashem's name. A Dalit is not really. There's no kedusha in the Dalit. But we can make a whole drasha about that too. That we're trying to fix that, to change it. You know, if you like, you can make a drasha about it. But there's no particular significance of the letter Dalit that we use. There's no significance. But maybe that's why, because we're trying to bring everything back into one. That's all tachlis. Maybe there is, but that's just a printing Indian. So there's nothing special about a dalit. There's no kedusha. A person writes a dalit on a page doesn't mean anything. They make a little smidget over it, so then you call it Hashem. But that's not really has nothing to do with the Shem Hashem. It's a symbol. The reason that we use four is because Hashem's name is four letters. So Dalad is a symbol of the Arba Oseis, right? Of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's all. But it doesn't have any Kedusha to it. But that's significant that Hashem's name has four letters. That's, of course, that's this whole Torah that we're learning. Because Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Yichud Hashem means that everything, there is nothing outside of Hashem. Everything is contained within. All four are contained within the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's the Indian that he explains very Nachman begins by Arba Ruchos Boi HaRuach. So the person who's feeling lost is saying, Me Arba Ruchos Boi HaRuach. I was talking about the Cheskel and the dry bones. Me Arba Ruchos Boi HaRuach. I'm summoning the Ruach, meaning I'm summoning myself who has been lost by the Arba Ruchos. I got so lost by the Arba Ruchos, Boi HaRuach. Boi HaRuach. I'm calling upon the return of my Ruach from its being so distant and lost in the Arba Ruchos. And that's what his Bodhis is all about. Shemekol Arba Ruchos Olam, Shenespazer Daita Lashon. Yeah, a person can, in one Shemoneh Esrei, a person can visit all four corners of the world. Just when he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, I'm not even talking about Chazaras Hashatz. I'm talking about a quiet Shemoneh Esrei. A person could be by New York. Then the next second, it could be Los Angeles. Then it could be in Canada. It could be in Mexico. Well, they're all around. And like this, the famous thing that the Bedichva said to that, welcome back to Bedichva. So the man said, Rabbi, I never left Bedichva my whole life. He said, during Shmoneser, you were all over the place. I just wanted to welcome you back to Bedichva. Welcome back. Come back. But that's what his bar this is, welcome back. Come back. And that takes place through Mishpat. Mishpat means an honest self-evaluation of where have I been? Where did I go? Where am I? Yoshuv Mikulam and the Avoda of Tshuva, his part of this is Yoshuv Mikulam Lashem, Yoshuv Mikulam, Ladalad Echad, to come back, to join the Dalad, to Echad, to Aleph Ches Tashem, to join the Dalad, bring it back. Because the Dalad was like, the Dalad disappeared, it was gone. It was all over the place. And now, Hashem HaKeno Hashem HaChad, Hashem HaChad. L'hikol al-beruach Hashem, Shur Ritzani Zbaruch, Ki Ruach is Lashon Ratz. All this is Rabbi Nassim, all this is the words, Rabbi Nassim's words. He brought down Rabbi Nachman. And he continues, he's a Iker his Baridus. Because this is the Iker. This is the main point of his Baridus. Ki Iker Hayes Baridus, Shetzarach his Baridate, to go by yourself. The opposite of being all over the place, to be by yourself. Sorchles boided the lachshav im atzma, by yourself im atzma. Heichen hu ba'olam, where am I in the world? Ulaheichen nispazer daito machshav to ritzayna, and to where has my mind and my where have my thoughts? Where have I gone? And where have I wandered to my actions and my thoughts? Where have I wandered to? Where am I? Because as you know, we spoke about that, the Yisod of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that a person, the essence of a person is his mind, his thoughts, and therefore the person really is where his thoughts are. It's not just a vart, an idea. The person be'emes is where his mind is. Be'emes. Can you imagine? So there would be a screen in a shul, and there are 100 people in the shul, and there'd be a screen like all the places that are being visited. It would be interesting. It would be an interesting and horrifying thing to see. It'd be also interesting to compare the guys and the girls. It'd be interesting. We can't do that. We'll probably come up with that at some point. But a screen like it's, you're just like in a place in Woodmere. You're all in the same place. Everybody's in one room, but the screen is showing like all kinds of things, all kinds of different places, all over the place. And that's the tachlis of his bogdus, is to be able to come back. Had Sha'al P. Rov, Rov Ba'atzmo, Sha'ain Lomokam, the Ruach, Me'ab Ruch, Zaylam Levroch Lasham, Leschabe Sham, Bipige Oilam Begashim Sbruchnis, Uguf, Nefesh, Amaman, Panos, Rebnos, and says that people are running, they're running because they're having such difficulties. So this person's running. He doesn't have a parnasa, so he's running from this. This parnasa, he thinks he's going to be. He's running in his mind, thinking that the his parnasa is not over here, his parnasa is over there. And the other person is not happy. He can't stand his house. He can't stand, God forbid, his wife or her husband. So God forbid, this person is thinking, my happiness is not over here, my happiness is over there. Benkach, everybody's running away from all the difficulties, the challenges, the hardships of this world, and people are running, and we become broken in so many pieces. And the Schabish, people are also just to hide. People are running away and hiding. I speak about that all the time. It's just unbelievable. hiding, people hiding. So in Gashmi is just hiding, and Ruchnis for sure hiding and running away. And even if they can't get physically away, they're running away in their minds. There's an expression that his thoughts are running away with the right someone. There's also a lesson like that, to run away, to hide. And the same way the Adam Rishon was from the very beginning, after he did something he shouldn't have done on his level, he was hiding from Hashem. So too, people are trying to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's running away, trying to escape, trying to run away. But Hashem says, you can't do that. And the person himself feels, Ona Eilech Miruchacha. The person wants to run away from Hashem. And he says, where can I run away that you're not going to see? All these psukim that are talking about the person who feels like he's a fugitive. I spoke about it before Rosh Hashanah, during Elul, because one of the kavanas of Elul is the meaning of the Ir Miklat Mizan Chamakam. So, meaning that the time of Elul is we begin to think about getting back, about returning. And Hashem says, V'samtul Chamakam, if you want to come back, I have a place for you. You're welcome back. No matter what you did, no matter how far you went away, in the four directions of your mind or of your life, Hashem says, V'samtul Chamakam, I have a place for you. You can come back. That's not that. And Elul is the invitation to come back. To come back. V'samtul Chamakam, I have a place for you. Ina liyado v'samtul Chamakam, Elul. That's what we're talking about from that reason. Ina liyado v'samtul Chamakam. That the Elul is hinted at in the any of the Irmik. What's the Irmik? The Irmik means a city of refuge, right? Somebody killed somebody by accident, and he has to run. He's running around the address looking for the Irmik. So the tzaddikim say that we all have murdered unintentionally. Doesn't God forbid me to kill a person, but it means, you know, we've murdered, we've killed parts of ourselves, we've killed our hopes, our aspirations, we've killed our davening, we've killed our learning, we've killed our kids, our spouses, you know, not chalila literally, but in Ruchnius, there's a lot of bloodshed, a lot of bloodshed, and the person is hiding from Hashem, is hiding from Hashem. K'moshe Amar B'Slichus, Pinenu Liyamin Ve'Noize L'Smol Ve'In Samech, and the person feels like a fugitive. I turn to the right, and there's no one to help me. I turn to the left, I have no one that to rely upon. This feeling of being homeless, of being lost, and of being on the run. Being on the run. It's a terrible, terrible feeling. That feeling of being on the run, of not having a place. And this has no, it makes no difference how nice your house is. You can have the biggest house in the five towns. You can have the nicest house. And people. Sometimes the people, the bigger the house, the bigger the fugitive. You could be so homeless while you're sitting in your own house, you're homeless. It's the worst thing. To have a beautiful home. You spent all your money buying and building, fixing up this house and furnishing it and everything, and you're homeless. You don't have a home. Why? Because you don't feel connected to the people there. You don't feel connected to yourself. You don't feel connected. So you're running away. It's a terrible, that's godless. That's what godless is. That's what godless is, not to have a place inside of yourself to be happy with your life and who you are. V'chule, v'chule. Ad shiraya sh'ein lo manas. Kim elav yisbarach levad. That's really the beginning of Am Yisrael. Hashem Yisbarach said to Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha mi'aretz chamadcha beis avicha. You're in the wrong place. It's not your place. Lech lecha mi'aretz chamadcha beis avicha. So now Avinu is saying, so where should I go? Avraham Avinu was feeling very restless. He was not happy. He was always looking for something. He always felt that he was in Galus in his own house. His father, his mother, the whole world that he was living in was a sick place. And Avinu was never happy. It wasn't him. It wasn't for him. He couldn't live like that. So Hashem Yisbarach said to him, you have to get out of it. You have to leave. So then, of course, the obvious thing would be to ask, so what's my destination? But Hashem doesn't tell him. Hashem just says, Allah says, show Araka, to the place that I will show you. Of course, Zari says, oh, but the place that I will show you, as this Vasem, so the Tzaddikim explain, means that from now on, your home is going to be the place that I show you. That's your new home. Your new address is not Ur Kasdan. You're not living anymore, 100 Maple Street in Ur Kasdan. You're not living there anymore. You have a new address. What's the address? The address is me. And so Hashem says, I will show you. I will show myself to you. I will show you, meaning myself. Because the only place that a Jew can really be home is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that person has Hashem, even if he's, God forbid, without a home, without a physical home, he has a place. If a Jew doesn't have Hashem, he doesn't have a home. He could have a beautiful home, but he doesn't have really a place. So the first thing that Hashem ever said to Avraham Avinu was, not Shalom Aleichem, Shkoyach, all the good stuff you've been doing. The first thing Hashem said to Avraham Avinu was, leave the place that you're in. It's not your place. Leave that place and come to my place. And in my place, you'll be able to have a home. And even though it's been so many thousands of years and we still have such aggravation settling back in our home, such aggravation. At least, Baruch Hashem, the elections came out good yesterday. And that's just so. We have such difficulty being in our home, in our own home. But everybody that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's only when you're in Eretz Yisrael that you're able to feel truly, truly this is our home. Because that's Hashem Yisbarach. That's where he lives with us. That's the address. That's our Haaretz HaShaareka. Without that, a person doesn't have a place. So therefore, Rabbi Nosson is explaining that a person is running Ad Sherosh She'ein Lo Manas until he realizes There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to get away from the difficulties. There's no way to run. Kim Elov Yisbarach Levad. Kim Elov Yisbarach Levad. You're running away from Hashem because of Yetzaros. The only place you could run to is Hashem. She'en Lamanis Kim Elov Yisbarach Levad. I ran away from you, but I'm coming back to you. Or the Python says, Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabriel says, Evrach mimcha elecha. I'm running away from you towards you. I'm running away from you to you because that's the only place that a person can stop and feel that he no longer has to run. But the natural instinct of a person who has done a virus is to try to run away, to hide. That's why his bodhus must have mishpat. Mishpat means, again, square. It means coming back from the four corners, coming back and examining one's life and being honest. And a mishpat means that I'm not hiding anymore. I'm not hiding because you can go your whole life. You never make a chesed in that fish. There's no mishpah. And you make believe like this, and everybody thinks you like this, and you're not. There's no mishpah. There's no mishpah. There's no self awareness. There's no mishpah at all. So the pasuk says, "Kamesh kosev umanos biyom tsarli," like we say in the Adon Olam. So the Hashem is the place to run to. That's the place to go to. Rabbi Shul said, "B'chinas haMishpat anal," and that's the ign of Mishpat. That's the avoid of Mishpat. The avoid of Mishpat is coming back, and it begins with the question: Where am I today? Where am I today in my life and the world? How far have I drifted from what I wanted to do in my life, and so on. Which we'll talk more about in the next paragraph. Well, Bishvilza, about the bottom of page Reishon and Zayin, or the other ones, Reishchav Beis, I guess, Elma. Bishvilza, Bechinis HaMishkot Anal, Shu Bechinis is Bordus Nikra Ribur. That's why it's called, this Mishpat is called a square. Bechinis, where do we see this word, Rova, Ribua? We see this in the Torah in Parshas Balak. Well, there we see that the curses of Bilam were being made into brachas and so on. The whole story with Bilam and Balak. And it says in the Pasuk, Mimana Afar Yaakov, a mispar is Reva Yisrael. Who has counted, Bilam said, who has counted the dust of Yaakov? Or numbered a quarter of Yisrael. Rova means a quarter. Rashi, of course, has a whole thing on that, according to the Medrash. But the simple pshat is that the Jews can't be counted. There's so many, so to speak. Who has counted the dust of Yaakov or numbered a quarter? A quarter is Rova. Quarter of Yisrael. Reva, quarter. So what does this have to do with what we're learning? What does his bordus have to do with Rova Yisrael? A person who's oisek bezbardus be'emes is really, really in the parish of his bardus. He's mishapich bedvar v'lechol tzad me'aber ruchas ha'olam shebehem klulim kol ma'ashe na'asav olam. So he reviews, he speaks out, he talks about the four corners of his life, his own personal dispersion, how he's been cut into quarters, how he's been divided into quarters, how he's been broken. Shein lo makom lonus, rak lonus l'Hashem zbarach. And he no longer has any place to run to. He's out of breath. He's been running Mizrach, Marav, Tzaf, and Dorm. He's running all over the place. He's out of breath. He's nowhere to go to. The only place he has is to go is L'Hashem Yisbarach, L'Yikalal, B'dalad, De'echad, to bring the four back into the four of Echad, of Hashem's oneness. Aleph Ches Dalad, Hashem's oneness. K'Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem is always and everywhere. Hashem is always and everywhere. B'chol eis l'chol karav. Afilu imnutu k'maysha nitu. Even if a person has got lost the way that he's gotten lost. In other words, even if somebody has gotten so completely, terribly lost. Completely, terribly lost. Kirachmav enam kolam loyal, because Hashem's love and Hashem's compassion is infinite. So there's no place that a person is where Hashem is not. There is no place that's too far away from Hashem. So even though you feel that you've gotten completely, completely off course, and where you are right now in your life is far, 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 far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true. There's no place that a Jew is that's far from Hashem, because Hashem is there also. So there's no such thing as being far from Hashem. It's your imagination. But you're not far from Hashem. But in order to come to that realization, there needs to be some serious Hisbordus that includes this Mishpat. Hashem's love is infinite. It's everywhere. It's not limited to a certain type of a person who's from a certain place. That's how people are, but that's not how Hashem is. It's not limited. Rav Nosson Messiah Medivre Yischaskus, but little Milas is about this. And Rabbi Nassim ends this piece, this Torah, by talking about his bardus, and he says the following: He says nobody could measure, nobody could imagine what could be accomplished if you do this avoda of his bardus, of Rova Yisrael, meaning coming back from the with his bardus from the four corners. Nobody can imagine Shu Mishpat his bardus hanal. It's something which is beyond anything that one could imagine. How with his bardus, a person is able to come back. People can come back from all of the places that they were lost, from all of the places that we got lost, from all of the those places we can come back. That's the power of his bardus. Hashem is bar. The yikalu bachdusi is bar. Come from all four directions and to come back into the dalet of Hashem lakenu Hashem achad. But you have to really want it. You have to really want to do that. You have to really want. Rabbi Nosson says it's impossible. Who could even measure this? This is beyond anything. The greatness, the power of his bardus is beyond something we could measure or understand. Anybody who is able to be mischazik, to really want this, to want this very, very badly. Who wants to live a life that's honest, that's true, not to spend one's entire life in delusion and sheker. And this person doesn't give up wanting to be good, no matter what he's done in his life, no matter what has happened or he has done. The person doesn't give up. Doesn't give up. And continues on. With this avoda, v'vaday sof kol sof, Rabbi Nosson says absolutely 100% that sof kol sof, yeah achrisay toiv. His end will be a good end to this story. If a person lives this way with mishpat, and he strengthens that rotzen, that to live a life that's emistic, then v'vaday yeah achrisay toiv, sof kol sof will be good. In the end, it'll be good. Shal ze omar tomus navshi maisi sharm. See, even Bilam said, even Bilam, who wasn't a good guy, but Bilam said such a thing, okay, it was put into his mouth, so to speak, that tomus navshi maisi sharm, that He's speaking for us, that in the end, I'll die a righteous death. Because this person will go through what he goes through, but if he keeps up with this good rotzen, he keeps up with mishpat and his bodhis, then he'll Thomas Navshi, Maisi Shem, he'll die like the Avos and the Imahos, as a good person, as a Yid. And his end will be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We'll have a good end. We'll have a good end. Ki omar al atzmai, shiyadal chilkulo v'zuhamasa ha'atzuma, she'en dugmosa kanal. Bilam knew that he was the lowest and the lowest, most filthy person in the world. He knew that. Afapichin omar, so even Bilam was such a Rasha. He was so makana what it means to be a Jew, that Bilam was himself in such a horrible place, and he was able to and he said these words, Kilu, he's saying, Halavai, Halavai, if I could only have this, if I could only be part of this program that the Jews have. Mimana Arfe Yaakov, I miss by yourself to be able to come back in such a way, to be able to have this relationship with Hashem as well. To say that if I would have this opportunity, I could also be good. I could also change. Even a person like myself, even a person as low as Bilam, even though, of course, a Jew can't be such a thing like that. But even a person who's like that, who's like a Bilam Dicket type of a person, even such a person, even if somebody who's like Bilam would take time to talk to Hashem Yisbarach honestly and do this avoida of his bordus of mishpat, lishbaitis atzmi. Bilam saying, if I would stop from all of the things that I do, and if I would stop every day, or whatever it is, once in a while I would stop and I would make a cheshbon of what am I doing? What's with my life? Bilam is saying that I could also, even a person like me, and that's bad. He was very bad. Even a person like me could have a good end. Could work things out. Even somebody like Bilam could work things out. Allah has come of a comma a billion, trillion times, people like us. 100% could work it out. Achris type. Prinsati achrisi kamo. To end, that things should go in the right way, to end in a good way. Not just to end, but that a person's life should be a life, samistic a life. The El Kvaris Karanam. We already learned earlier. Keshlovakish Harbi Ma'oid. Yeah, it's very, very important to use these words of David HaMelech. Very, very beautiful and important words. Hareini Hashem Dekecha. Hashem, show me your path. Hareini Hashem Dekecha. Ahalech Ba'amitecha. That I should walk in your truth. You know that term, your truth. You ever heard of such a thing? Lately, this is something that's being used as part of the vocabulary of emptiness, mindlessness. Well, somebody could say something that's totally outrageous and wrong, and he could say, "Well, that's my truth." Right? Whereas this is not this cup of water. Could say, "I'm not really a cup of water. I'm really, you know, the Vilna Gaon." And he say, "You're the Vilna Gaon? That's my truth. This is what's going on. Is it the truth or the denying? Is it or isn't it? Are you the Vilna Gaon or your cup of water? I feel like I'm the Vilna Gaon, and that's my truth. You have your truth, I have my truth. There was never such a thing that there could be such a mice like that. That's my truth, your truth, this truth, or the denying. It is or it isn't. The Torah says that it's the nature of a person to build an entire life of deception, of delusion, and to say, that's my truth. There's only one truth. Ahalech ba'amitecha. It's only Hashem's truth. And the only truth is when you measure your truth vis-a-vis Hashem's truth. That's the only truth there is. That's the only truth there is. Whatever a person builds in his or her head, this is my truth. And all of us have all kinds of nonsense. If any one of us would talk for 10, 15 minutes, we'd come out all kinds of nonsense. All kinds of nonsense, Nashkatas. Who told you that? I know that. How do you know that? I know that. That's why. It's ahalch ba'amitech. It's the only truth is amitech. That's what Dodmach was saying. Hashem, Hareini Hashem Dekecha, show me your path. Ahalech, I want to walk on that path because Ahalech ba'amitach, I want to walk in your truth. I've spent the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years making up all kinds of obamaises about my truth. This is my truth. I don't want that anymore. I'm tired of running. I want your truth. That's what it means. Ahalech ba'amitach. I want to walk on the path of your truth. Ahalech ba'amitach. This is a pasuk, one of these psukim that I'm to live with this pasuk. Hareini Hashem da'akecha, ahalech ba'amitach. Ki pirusha shom Reb Nosson. Ha'licheini be'emes shalcha. Marshal, bring me, help me along that path of your truth. Be'emes shalcha. Your truth. Now, there are many, many who are claiming to speak God's truth. I want to know really what is your truth. Help me to live that way. Halach ba'amitach. Lo b'mesha nirali shezuhi ha'emes. Not what it seems to me is the emes. I think is the truth. B'mesha nirali shezuhi ha'emes. This is your truth. It's our truth. It's my truth. It's his truth. We understand where those things, with that way of thinking leads to is that Hitler Yamashim also had his truth. You understand? He had his truth. And the Russia in the Soviet Union, he also has his truth. You ever meet somebody that doesn't have his truth? Nobody's going to say, I'm Stam a liar. So this is his truth. You could have a person that's breaking into the store, stealing things, and says that, I'm underprivileged and I was mistreated, and therefore my truth is to take things from the store. It's also my truth. He has a whole history to back it up, and he has all kinds of documents to show that his life has been he's been mistreated. So my truth is to steal from people. All the shek of the world is always claiming to say this is the truth. Do you know anybody that? You know, any organization, any place you've ever been in your life where they're going to tell you outright, please join us. This is an absolute lie. Everything we represent is false. Our whole Metzius is not a Metzius. It's all shek of a chazan. You ever hear anything like that? Everybody says this is the truth. You have found the truth. If you come here, this is the truth. The only truth is Hashem. There was a song that we used to sing from these two Jewish musicians. And one of the sentences is a heartbreaking sentence because there was a time that he can still do tshuva. He's alive, Baruch Hashem. They're both alive. Two Jews from Queens. And there was a sentence in his song. I stand alone without belief. He was talking to his girlfriend. I stand alone without belief. There's a song about it, a girl. I stand alone without belief. The only truth I know is you. That girl dumped him. Oh, he dumped her. I mean, but they're not married. It's been a long time since he wrote that song. She's already, maybe she's in Loyola Mammoth. I don't know where she is. She's not. Never heard of them. But I stand alone without belief. I once had beliefs in other things, but I stand alone without belief. The only truth I know is you. To say about a human being, ein davar kaze, ein davar kaze. There's only one truth. Ahalech ba'amitach. The only truth I know is Hashem. That's the tachlis of our lives. There's only one truth. The only truth I know is you, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Mishram, we'll continue in a couple of weeks. Now you keep, stay tuned, we'll get the Mishram in 2 weeks.